This morning was the new moon in Leo. In the middle of August, of this most unpredictable summer, the sun and the moon come together like they do every month. They come together with Mercury as well. And all three together, our eternal consciousness, that is our divine being, our human self, the way we experience the world on the earth, and the eternal intelligence we have of the whole, in a human shape. All three come together. So it's like aspects of our being come together in the sign of Leo at the time when Leo is rising, and in the hour of Leo, which means that there's a very strong emphasis on light. Light. Lightness. Honoring the light and treasuring this exceptional incarnation we had on Earth so we can be adults now in 2020. This is a very particular moment with very strong movements on the planet. And of course we are aware of all this surface turbulence. And yet I would like to invite you to focus on that inner stillness we've been trying to privilege throughout the winter, the spring, and a very complex phase of lockdown. In the middle of uncertain times and with all sorts of challenges to face. So right now, as we are sitting, the evening following that new moon, it happened very early this morning. It was 3:42 a.m. in the UK. So not a very good time to have a meditation. Or perhaps an ideal time for that, but maybe not for all of us. So as we just go through the first night of this new cycle, that will take us nearly at the door, at the gate of the autumn in September. I'd like you to just take a while to feel your body, to just settle in it, and invite the evening stillness to permeate your being so you can relax completely. As you know, it's most important to be able to relax and rest a lot. You cannot relax and rest too much. But there's another reason behind that, which is our enhanced sensitivity. Much more refined capacity we have to perceive the reality around us or within us, or to feel the world at large, the planet on which we live, and the cosmos around us. So for a moment now, turn inwards first and allow your senses to explore every part of your body. And assess the way you're feeling right now. And if anything, anywhere is not quite as you would like it to be, or just tense or tired or sore, invite relaxation, release, transformation. And also, while you continue exploring your inside, simultaneously turn your senses outwards and let them approach the entire environment, the place you are, maybe your home, your garden, your windowsill. Try to have a very precise perception of that night, the qualities it holds, the beginning of this new cycle. And also expand beyond your immediate surroundings. Embrace the country, embrace the earth, the planet, humanity, current state of things, and also beyond this planet, the solar system we are part of, and the galaxy we live in. This is the kind of scale we'd like to have tonight, a bigger picture perspective. And then check how centered you are in your navel, and allow an alignment that is vertical but also in all possible directions around that center point. There are as many directions as there are rays coming out of your navel in all possible directions. Every single one of them is an alignment point, or a direction, a possible direction. And then take a few deep breaths in your abdomen, with a long in breath and an even longer out breath, releasing, releasing more and more. Each time the out breath is a little longer than the previous one, and each time you breathe out, you have a chance to just let go more of what no longer serves you. And that perhaps served you until yesterday or this morning, but that is now over. This can be discrete or very tangible, but it's a good idea to not oppose the process of letting go of that old stuff that is still there, whilst we just start the begin the new cycle. Because you don't want to take that stuff into a new cycle. We're in the middle of a very weird summer, with lots of things happening on the surface and a big void, undefined space underneath. And I would like to invite you to really focus on that complexity from a view, from the perspective of your own body. Our bodies have become so much more sensitive that they can perceive things that are more and more subtle. So rather than giving all your attention to what is obvious and evident, switch to the subtle mode and try and perceive things that are less obvious or evident. Because as we are going through this change, very specific things are being adjusted day after day. And with them, the entire structure of our understanding, it's a bit like our belief system, is reshaping. So when we can let go of things that are no longer serving us, a better vision of reality becomes possible. We have a clearer idea of what's actually going on. And more importantly, we can feel better where balance is, where harmony resides, and we can then focus on those and invest our energy in what is harmonious and unified and peaceful and still. So as we're sitting now in the stillness of the night, can you feel where the stillness is within and around you? The quite obvious greater stillness of the night compared to the daytime. But also the more faint, subtle, less evident stillness of that part of yourself that is totally happy and well. I say a part of you, it's not a part as in a portion. I should rather call it the dimension of self that is totally there, aware, conscious, and invested in a reality that is perfect. With this new moon, we are being presented with a choice. The choice is to radically change the viewpoint and, more than ever before, privilege and focus on the light only. The reason we need to do that is that it's the way we can best honor ourselves, our divine selves, in the very singular, unique perspective that it's taken when it's adopted a human shape. So the singularity, the uniqueness of our being is being highlighted. It's not necessary for us anymore to be shy, run away, hide what we want what we truly want in the depths of our heart is to let that light shine more, to let it permeate the layers of protection, the barriers and other walls we have built around ourselves. So therefore, to just let those drop and disappear, dissolve, such is the power of light. Can you imagine for a moment that you're just sitting there in the middle of the night and that you're shining like a sun at midday? Because you are. Because you've always been. And the moment your light shines as it does now, all the darkness, all the blocks, all the restrictions and other obstacles disappear, dissolve, demanifest. Can you feel the acquaintance and similarity of your radiance with the radiance of the sun in the center of our solar system? The sun that gives us the possibility to live on this planet, that sustains life on the planet. So can you for a moment be that light that sustains life on the planet? Not a smaller, paler, less important version of the big sun that we can see during daytime. No, that exact equivalent. Leo is the sign of the sun. For just a few more days, we are cruising along the part of the zodiac called the sign of Leo. It's the time to shine. To shine your light and to honor the light of that is, all that is, the eternal light of the divine being you are, and the light of the sun supporting our lives on the planet, and that presence we can offer when we truly embrace and shine that light. It's so precious. Not only are you the light, but you are the eternal light, the light at the origin of all things. Can you feel for a few more breaths how your light radiates, shines, and covers not a small portion of the earth? It's not that tiny little candle light. That light that you are covers the entire planet and highlights the beauty and the perfection and harmony of it. And this is the crucial point in what we are going through right now. The final healing of that separation we've been feeling forever from oneness and wholeness. The final healing, we've been working on that. We have been tending the wound for so long. But we can now have access we can perceive, we can touch nearly the bigger picture and feel the universal in one seems to be local or little. So it's universal light that is shining through you. It is the universe, the entire universe, that is being rearranged, reharmonized, when you let yourself be transformed by the light you hold, and when you let your blueprint express an impact on what is surrounding you. Your blueprint is the original blueprint of the planet, of the Earth, but also of the universe. Every single blueprint is the blueprint and the original blueprint of the universe. It's not a portion of it, it's a version of it. It's complete. It's complete and it's perfect and accomplished. So this new moon and the cycle will take us through 4 entire weeks until just a few days before the autumn equinox, and will show us how we can navigate every wave, every part of the lunar cycle, every part of any cycle we have to go through, whether it's in our emotions or any activity we have or changes we go through. So the cycles of our lives in the coming 4 weeks are under the signs of radiance and allowing the universal to permeate and be and just be and be. And being that radiance, support, contribute, enhance the light in every aspect of life around us. You know well that this is our clearer purpose, our main focus. There's no need to focus on anything else. You can rely on the stability of that more refined body, capable of perceiving, of acknowledging and transforming any experience we are having. You can rely on this body for guidance. You can follow what your body is suggesting to you. Your body, not your mind, not even your heart. Please trust the guidance of your body and let it tell you where to go and what to do. If things need to be done, if we need to go somewhere. Otherwise, it's perfect to just be where you are and enjoy what you enjoy most. The way you can best support the world is by being happy, being content, feeling light, joyful, cheerful. Whatever takes you to feeling that way, whatever supports that sense of well-being, is what you want to privilege and pursue. And what is less than that, you just want to ignore. And whenever you lose tracks, because of course we'll lose track of the lights and we'll sometimes come back to being trapped or unconscious or negligent, or we may sabotage. These things happen still, okay. Should you feel that way, less than perfectly joyful and happy and light and cheerful, you'll have to take the courage to leap. Just leap and go back to your body and what your body will suggest so you can feel better. It sounds so simple. It is extremely simple. But it's not easy to achieve. It is simple and not so easy. We have 4 weeks to go in this cycle that just began this morning. I would like you to take 4 deep breaths, very long and deep. With a long in breath and an even longer out breath. And with each one of them, you've got 1 week of that moon cycle. First quarter, full moon, last quarter, until the new moon. This is an easy cycle, it's only 29 days. It's something we have a very good understanding of. Can see the moon again and again. Tonight we can't see it because it's a new moon, and a new moon is when the sun and the moon are together. So we can't see the moon because she's with the sun, and the sun will just cover her light because she's reflecting the light of the sun. In 2 weeks it will be full moon, and she will be rising when the sun is setting. So you know the moon, you know the cycles of the moon. And you know that they are reliable because they are short and easy to follow. The phase of alignment we are going through as humanity, all of humankind is going through that phase. It's a much longer phase. It's a part of a much longer cycle. And we've got that multiple alignment with multiple directions and multiple dimensions of our being that is taking place in parallel with the refinement of our nervous system and our capacity, increased capacity to perceive sensorially, reconnecting with multiple directions and dimensions as we go along. This is a long-term alignment, but the current phase is precisely that. Therefore, we have to have the stillness sometimes, and when we feel stuck or lost, remember to just take 4 deep breaths, like we did now. 1, 2, 3. Four deep breaths will do. You don't need more to reset and come back to the light. In fact, it takes no time. But for the comfort, for the simplicity of the process, consider that four breaths will do. Although you know perfectly that you can leap in no time from the darkness of your inner drama or your personal sabotage or any vicious circle to the glance of your shining light. This is the challenge of this month. This is what you focus on. More light. No matter what happens, focus on the light. We are in this very complex year, 2020, that begins a cycle change, the final part of change. This cycle may take us on a roller coaster. We don't know yet what the autumn will be like, nor the winter, but what we know is that we really own the most precious gift of light we can carry throughout the entire journey. In reality, there's no such thing as a journey we have to complete. There's a being we have to manifest that is already presently shining that light we are. And we sometimes get sidetracked or distracted or just mistaken, and then we may get trapped in the storylines and the agendas, the collective or personal ones. In those moments, what we have to do is only to come back to self and find back to light and just be that light. You remember that where you invest your energy, there your focus will be. So if you put much energy towards worrying, you will focus on worrying and you'll worry more and more. Now if your focus is on the light, there goes your energy and vice versa. So energy and focus come together. Wherever you focus, so is defined where your energy goes. So focus on the light and let it do the work. What work? Let it do what it does naturally. There's nothing to really do. And in this respect, make a good use of the sunlight. When the days are clear, when there is sunshine, take the light. Have some light on your skin. Soak it in. Make sure you have enough input. Make sure you recharge a lot and frequently. the uncertainty of the times, this very strange summer we are going through can be taxing for the body. We need to reset it often, we need to sleep a lot, we need to rest a lot, and we need to have a lot of light as a kind of substantial food. It's not our primary food, but it's an extremely precious and rich sustenance. So ensure you have sunlight on your skin whenever it's possible, and when days are darker, make sure you just soak in the light from wherever it is, even midnight, even in the middle of the night. Absorb, recharge, and stabilize your being, your physical being, as much as you can using photons, light particles. And also ensure that you have moments, short moments, but several moments during the day where you can just remember that little spark that is actually the central sun of the universe that lives in the middle of you. That little spark is the central sun of the universe. So it's not little, it's a bright sun, it's a huge power site. Come back to your navel. Center yourself in the navel. Drop anything, any burden that you may have felt carried, drop it again. Connect with the earth. Release any burden into the earth. Connect with the sun above your head as if it was midday. And recharge instantly. You can always recharge instantly when needed. Can always release instantly when needed. Sun above your head, earth beneath your feet. But most importantly, you have to recenter and ground within your navel, within your physical body, again and again. So for a moment, just center there. Be aware of your body, be aware of your skin, your surroundings, the earth, the solar system, the galaxy, and come back to the navel. Take a few deep breaths, long out breath. And take all that into the night, into your sleep. Thank you.